At about 4:30 yesterday evening, the Rescue Coordination Centre in Malin Head received a 999 call stating that there was a young person in the water and being drifted, being washed out to sea and on Mount Rodie Beach. And at that time, the Rescue Coordination Centre then, they launched or scrambled Rescue Helicopter 118 and also the Mullright Coast Guard team. And they also made what we call a pan-pan or an urgency call on the general VHF frequency of Channel 16 to warn any vessels in the area if they could assist. And answering that call, a number of vessels did quickly get to the area. And straight away, we knew then that reports from the vessels that there was actually more than one person in the water. There was multiple casualties in the water. And the first vessel on scene, I believe, recovered four people from the water straight away. They were very hypothermic and had ingressed water and weren't in a great state at all. And then as more vessels converged in the area, more people were rescued from the water. And then a total of 15 people were taken from the water at that time.
And at this point, obviously became aware. We became aware that this was, you know, a multiple person incident. How many can, say, for instance, the Rescue 118 accommodate? Because at that point, they had landed and started removing those who casualties, I suppose you could call them, to Letterkenny University Hospital.
Yeah, it all depends on the condition of the casualties, how many we can get into the aircraft. But in this occasion, all of them were walking wounded. Most thankfully, none of the serious injuries were very serious. It was mostly that they were hypothermic. They had aspirated seawater, which can be dangerous. And the paramedics and aircraft felt it was safer to remove them to the ED in Letterkenny Hospital so that they could be checked out to make sure they're okay. And so in that case, then, they assessed 10 casualties pretty rapidly and realised that, yeah, these guys all need hospitalisation. So they loaded 10 into the aircraft, and then they flew straight to Letterkenny General with them. And then another two or three casualties, I believe, that were less serious were loaded into a road ambulance and then also brought to hospital for checking out to make sure they're okay. So they were very lucky. It could have turned into something completely different, and we were very fortunate there was local vessels like the Tory Ferry, Queen of Arran were close by, and some small fishing vessels. And the fact that Rescue Helicopter 118 was actually on training mission at the time in the air, so the response time was extraordinarily quick. So there was a number of factors that helped the rescue, you know, work out the way it did. So thankfully, there was no serious injuries.
And I don't want to be dramatic at all, Derek, but I don't think I'm being so insane that the stars aligned that we're not dealing with the tragedy here, because it sounds like a lot of people there, or at least some of them, were moments from succumbing to the situation.
Yeah, absolutely. From the reports we had, some of the people were in the water for an hour, and they weren't going to last much longer from what I've been told. So their condition, they were very tired, they're very cold, aspirated a lot of water. Tide was against them, pushing them out. So, as you said, the stars aligned, the 999 call was made at the right time, the information was received, and the SAR assets were quickly mobilised, and the Rescue Coordination Centre sent the pan-pan call, which was received by vessels in the area. Thankfully, they were listening on VHF Channel 16, which is important. And all of those assets arrived and seen very quickly, and then, as I said, started rescuing the casualties. So everyone was very lucky, you know.
And I mean, ironically, yesterday we had Irish Water on Irish Water Safety, talking about the dangers of the sea. Is there any indication at this point how so many people happened to get into difficulty at the same time? Now, I presume they were a group of people, but you know, you might hear of a rip current that might take one out, but to have 15 people in difficulty, do we know how that side of things unfolded?
No, I'm sure they all went swimming as a group, and given the sea conditions yesterday were very calm and the weather was quite good, and it probably looked fairly benign, and they probably thought it was okay to swim a little bit further out off the beach than probably what normally would be. But the sea temperature is still the same. It's still relatively low, and the longer you spend in the water, the colder you're going to get. And then with the ebb and tide yesterday, it started pulling out. So actually, they would have been swimming with the tide, but when they turned around to come back, they probably felt that, okay, we can't get back now because the tide pulling us out here all the time. So these are the reasons why we always encourage people to always swim between the flags on a beach with a lifeguard, because the lifeguards are able to assess the dangers, to set up the flags correctly, and then they're able to spot people that are in difficulty and provide assistance, you know. So these things, you know, people aren't always aware of the dangers because it looks very benign, it looks safe, it looks okay. But actually, when you get in the water, it can go south very fast.
Yeah, indeed. And as I say, thankfully, those vessels were able to pick up that emergency frequency message. And as you say, the 118 was in the air. And we always know that the lifeboat crews are there in seconds, no matter what the situation. But we're lucky, aren't we, Derek? I mean, there's luck and there's skill and there's training, and it's a combination of all of those things, I think, today.
Yeah, absolutely, Greg. The guys are very lucky. And, you know, what can I say? We train all the time for this thing, these sort of situations. And thankfully, I'm talking to you now, and it's a good story. And I'm not talking about a tragedy like we have before so many times. And it's a good news story. So I'm glad that everyone's safe and they're okay. And I guess it's a big lesson for people to just think about that if they are going to go swimming, to make sure that they go to a beach that has a lifeguard and swim in a safe area. And another thing to be aware of when people go to the beach is to be careful of little inflatable toys and stuff that when they bring with them, they're very easily get blown offshore and taken away with the tide. And we had a number of incidents this year where children have been drifted out to sea, washed out to sea in these little inflatable toys as well, you know, and had to be rescued. So there's a number of factors there that people need to consider when they go to the beach. We all want them to go and have a good time and enjoy themselves, but just think safety when you go.